One of the much anticipated topics of discussion this week, taking up some time on the floor, that was two or three different bills relating to ethics reform.
This year we've got several ethics bills that are out there. We're trying to keep them separate so we don't kill the bill by loading one bill up with too many things. So trying to take it up as an individual issue. And it's much like when you start dealing with 163 state representatives are on our side, presently there's 32 senators. It's hard for a family of four to agree where they want to eat at or what they want to have for supper. And that's very much what it's like in the Missouri Senate, trying to get 32 people to agree to any one thing. So different variations. Some people think one of the issues this week was revolving door, requiring a cooling off period from the time the person is out of the Senate or out of public office so they can become a lobbyist. And in doing so, some people think that they ought to serve out their term. Some people think it ought to be 1 year, 2 year. I personally would like to see a cooling off period. A lot of people don't. They think that's depriving a person of the right to go out and earn an income for their family. Eventually, we did pass one that said if you're sitting in office, you cannot quit to become a lobbyist. You'd have a cooling off period. But other than that, that's all we got passed at this point. But it'll have to go back to the House and we'll see with some more revisions. Be a conference committee and hopefully we'll come out with stuff. And there's other ethics bills out there that's still being debated. And so we'll kind of see where it all ends up. But hopefully we do come out with some. There's stuff. One, I think we're all in agreement. Is whenever a person leaves office, if he has a campaign account, he cannot take that with him, and he cannot personally use that right now, but he could put it in a bank account and then use it to become a campaign consultant and then use that money to recruit clients. So we put an end to that, and I think that's probably one of the best things we could do. That's happened before recent years, or happened twice that I know of, and once where it's really abused. So hopefully that'll put an end to that.
Another bill this week that saw some floor time, another one of yours, is Senate Bill 612, which we've talked about before.
We have, and it's something I'm really passionate about. And it basically says if you're an illegal immigrant and you have committed a felony, that if you come to the state of Missouri, you will face a Class B felony, which is 5 to 15 years Missouri penitentiary. And so I brought the bill up and spent about 3 hours on it. I knew that the liberals wouldn't like it. You know, they think, no, we ought to treat everybody and do this and do that. But these are criminals. These are people that have committed a crime, a felony crime, not a misdemeanor. And then I had even one of my own party members stand up and filibuster against it. So after about 3 hours, stopping all the other legislation come up, I did lay it over, but it will come up again. I've been promised by the leadership that it will come up again. But I'm really passionate about that issue. I just don't want those people in Missouri. In West Plains, Missouri, a train was stopped because a person riding between two cars and he could not speak English. He said when they stopped it, they did the instant fingerprints, found out that he had been deported 4 times, and then also showed his rap sheet in doing so. It just amazed me. It's just that revolving door that's out there, and I wanted to face a penalty if they come back to state of Missouri. I don't want them around our children, around our adults, around our schools, around anybody else. So that bill's still out there, and I intend to fight for it as strong as I can.
It's an interesting point that was, I think, was made on the floor, is that I think some were missing, and that was you're not asking someone illegal to be convicted of a felony just once. It's someone who's already been convicted at least once.
There's quite a bit of debate, and I understand that, about whether or not we can legally do it. I've had 3 immigration lawyers review it, and they say that they can. It does not conflict with federal law. There's some people on the floor that are not lawyers, but they thought it did, and so that'll be debatable. So I listen to that debate, and that's yet to be determined. But the people I've talked to seems to think it is legal, because we're not regulating immigration, we're regulating people that come to the state of Missouri that have broken law by committing a felony. So it all goes back to Kate's Law, where the young lady was killed out in California by an illegal that I think had been deported 5 times. And we all know that's just a revolving door coming across the border down there. This, I hope, will take care of it.